停叫我阿明。
行。
哦，困了啊呀。Yogi did it, Bala.
New Yogi's here? What
the
new
Yogi's
here?
This is the name of Yogi. Okay. We put an art of that. We didn't eat the love of your meal, you know? What about the love?I'm talking, ye did, I use up, ye did, oh, Buddha Sita, ye did.
So before we start practicing, it's important to have the right ideas about the practice of meditation, some general knowledge about the practice.
Chigan, if you are to the palo, the less on ye, say it, quality, you need it.
Very basically, what meditation is an exercise to help us to improve the.Quality of the mind.
Do you tamani se ga am gong?
The ordinary mind.
Wa ding gong
wo. Left on its own, it's not very good quality. Not very strong. Okay.
Se gong ne se di man ne se di. Go mui niu. Yu su biu chao nao dia tu de lu ko. Okay.
He calls cultivating or developing wholesome qualities of mind or good qualities of mind meditation. He says if somebody has been practicing for a long time and is also practicing consistently, he says that person's quality of mind must steadily be becoming stronger, more wholesome, more mature. If we've been practicing for a long time, but the mind is still the same, then obviously something is lacking in the practice. So we need to check to see if we're stuck or feel like we're not getting ahead. Somehow things are just like that.
ကဲအားထုတ်တာလည်းမှန်တယ်အမြင်နဲ့အားထုတ်တယ်ဆိုရင်ဒီလူအမြင်နဲ့တူတက်နေစိတ်ကအမြင်နဲ့တွက်ဘယ်လိုပြောမလဲရှင်တန်နေတဲ့သဘောရှိတတိလိုတမာလေးလိုညံလို့တူတက်နေ
If someone has been practicing in the right way and has been practicing consistently he says suddenly the mind will have become stronger will have improved he says in a sense like the mind is alive it's growingThe qualities of awareness, samadhi,
and
wisdom in the mind will be growing. And he said, meditation is the work of the mind. It's not the work of the body. So we use the mind to practice meditation.So, say we put our hands together.
Like
this. I'm just going to give you a demonstration. Say we put our hands together like this. Try this out. Can you feel the touching sensation? You know the sensation? Why do you know the sensation?
Why do you know the sensation?
Okay. Why how? Why how? He says, which one is a better question? So I said, well, I think why do we know the sensation?
How do we know?
It's something he's trying to demonstrate here. Maybe how is a better question. How do we know the sensation? You can perceive it in our mind. Saintama.
Yes.
So, what is it that the mind is doing, and where is the mind's attention that makes you able to perceive this sensation?
The mind's attention is.
Yes.
So, he says, you know, there are two kinds of meditation. We talk about tranquility meditation, samatha, and insight meditation, vipassana. And in both these kinds of meditation, you have an object and you have the mind that is observing.
So
between the mind and the object, he says, which is more important for the meditation to be happening?
Mind.
The mind.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. He says, because the objects are always there, it could be here, but if we were busy thinking about something else, we wouldn't notice what is. And the objects are all the five sense doors. And these objects are always
happening.
There's another question he asked. So we know that, you know, we pay attention and we know the object. But he says, does paying attention to something make it meditation? Meditation because we're paying attention to something.
Yes.
So the right ideas must be working in the back of the mind. The right attitude has to be operating for the attention to become a meditative kind of attention.
He says, so it becomes
obvious how important that mind that is observing is, and the information in the back of the mind. He says, if we had wrong information in the back of the mind, he said, what would happen to the practice? If we had wrong information about meditation. Then all the practice becomes kind of wrong practice. And then on top of that, he said we practice continuously all day. So he tries to explain to the yogi what sort of idea or what they should understand about practice before they start practicing. So if they practice with greed, a lot of expectations, a lot of desire for something to happen in the practice, he will say that they're practicing in the wrong way. Or if they're using a lot of energy to practice because they're dissatisfied with their practice and they're trying to become satisfied with the practice, he would also say that was wrong practice. So more than the attention itself, the awareness itself, the idea held in the back of the mind becomes more important. He says, you might have come across this where you're practicing and then you don't know what to do. He says, and what do we do when we don't know what to do?
We're stuck.
He says, so you have to reflect on the things that you already know about practice and figure out which of that you have to apply.
And then, စဉ်းစားလို့ရမှာပေါ့စဉ်းစားဟိုတုံးလို့ရမှာပေါ့
somebody who's had information heard from teachers or read about you know has some information that you know that they can use then they could you know they can think of that and apply it to the situation try it out
အဲ့တော့အထုတ်တဲ့စိတ်အဓိကပြောချင်တာကတော့အထုတ်တဲ့စိတ်မှာလောဘဒေါသမောဟနဲ့အထုတ်မိမှာအထုတ်ရင်မားတယ်လို့ဥစဉ်ရောက်ရည်ရင်ရှင်းပြ
so he's pointing out that if yogis practice with greed or aversion or delusion in the mind in those moments wrong practice is happening
အဲ့တော့ဒီ၃ခုနဲ့အမထုတ်အောင်ဘာနဲ့အထုတ်အော
င် he says but if we don't use greed or aversion or delusion to practice he says what do we use to practice with what should we use to practice
ဉာဏ်ပါဉာဏ်ဉာဏ်နဲ့စအထုတ်လို့ဉာဏ်လိုက်ပြောတာပေါ့ဉာဏ်ဘယ်ကလာမလဲဉာဏ်၃မျိုးဒုဒ္ဒမြညာစေနာမြညာဘာဝနာမြညာအဲ့ဆာ
So he says we have to use wisdom to practice and wisdom comes from three sources they come from information it comes from information our intelligence our insight all these three are different kinds of wisdom
မနေ့ကအဲ့မိန်းမပြောတာရှင်းပြလိုက်ပါအဲ့အသိရှင်းခြင်းအဲ့ညောင်ကဟိုတက်ပြောအဲ့ရှင်းပြလိုက
် Yesterday a lady in the day long retreat said something about information that he likes very much and he says this is just like meditation and she works with information and so she says they understand data in a hierarchy information in a hierarchy and it works like this in the beginning there's just data and data is discrete pieces of information that don't make any sense on its own and if you keep gathering data she says it starts to become information because you start to know something about some particular thing and then it becomes information like the weather is something every day the weather is something in May or June things like that's information and then she says when they have much more information and they put a lot of information together she said they call that knowledge because now you can start knowing whole patterns of things she calls it knowledge she said and then she says once you have enough knowledge she said you can use that knowledge in a beneficial way you can start to manipulate the things that you understand that you've gathered from all this to do things for people or to better things and things like that and she said that is called wisdom and when he heard that he was like yes yes all of them
yeah I do the process of design la
he said the process of meditation is just like this
understanding level tet la la we
so that's the levels of understanding increasing
အဲ့တော့ data တွေအရင်စုရတယ်အများကြီးဟိုအပြင်ကလာတဲ့ဟို second hand knowledge တွေအရင်ယူရတယ်ပြီးတော့ apply လုပ်ရမယ်သူကုညံကိုတုံးရမယ
် so he says so first we have all this data he says second hand information and we keep gathering them then we use our intelligence we apply it and then you know the data becomes information we apply our intelligence to the knowledge it becomes wisdom
အဲ့တော့တရားထုတ်စဉ်းစားမှာမစဉ်းစားဘူးလား
he says so when we meditate he says should we think or should we not think
Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes, but my tongue. Okay. Oh, မစဉ်းစားနဲ့ဆိုတာဆရာသမားတွေတော်တော်များများပြောတာဘာမှမစဉ်းစားနဲ့လို့ပြောတာအမှန်ကမဟုတ်တာတွေ free လို့မှဆိုလို့
He's heard many teachers say don't think when you meditate and he says really the kind of thinking they're talking about is don't think things that will generate more intensify the defilements in your mind that's what
ကိုလို့တဲ့အလုပ်ကြောင်းတော့စဉ်းစားမှလုပ်ရမှာ
but you have to think things about how to do your practice
အဲညံပါတယ်လို့ပြောတာ
that's called using wisdom in your practice
ဘာလို့လဲဆိုတော့ဟိုဘလိုင်းအားထုတ်မှဆိုလို့ aware လို့ပြောဥသိန်းကဘာပြောလဲဆိုဘလိုင်း not blind aware intelligent aware
because he's very concerned that people might practice blindly they think awareness is just paying attention and then they just aware he says but then they do it blindly he says don't practice blindly practice intelligently
awareness no ma tam sanya so phaya pyo ra chi nyan ba ame lo pyo
he says in the satipatthana sutta the buddha talks about being aware with sampajanya sampajanya is wisdom so it's sati sampajanya awareness with wisdom
vipassana ma nyan a pa u pa
so for the practice of vipassana meditation he says wisdom has to be present which means we must use intelligence
the dine nyan ga dadi ma pa ai dadi ya maysa dadi phit tat lo
because he says if wisdom is not present with the awareness then it could be wrong awareness
Because when wisdom is not present, fear comes. He says then the mind will be delusion. Delusion is present. And when delusion
is present, aversion quickly followed. And the whole definition of the word vipassana is an extraordinary seeing. So it's not just staring, it's seeing clearly.
Kaka yogi will be me, Ato and do Ato de Ka yogi, Utian Kaka me, the retani, ba, Balu the Bora and the retani.
He says, sometimes you know the yogis are meditating with something. He goes up to them and he says, what attitude are you meditating with? Or why are you being aware right now? And he says, they don't have answers in that moment about why they're doing what they're doing. They're just doing it because they've been instructed to. So it, you know, it shows that they're not using their intelligence and their wisdom while practicing. So he's been trying to point out to them that wisdom, they have to use their intelligence while they are practicing to understand the practice themselves as they're doing. So someone who has a lot of this kind of information will know how to then apply themselves. So before practicing, he tells them these things. And he explains to them the difference between a samatha kind of practice and a vipassana kind of practice, because the mind works differently. Yeah, and he says it might not be a complete picture. This is from his point of view, as much as he sees the difference between these two kinds of practice. The objective of samatha meditation is jhana, deep concentration. The objective of vipassana meditation is insight, wisdom. He explains this to yogis because he says when he asks yogis, they want to practice meditation, but all the information they have and the kind of practices they are doing are very samatha-based kind of practices. They don't really know how to switch to a vipassana kind of practice, so they kind of get stuck in the samatha style of practice. So he explains this to them.
He says,
so because the goals are different, then the idea behind the practice becomes different. If you want wisdom, you have to have a particular kind of practice. So the practice becomes very different if your goal is different. He says, in samatha practice, he says the emphasis is on the object. In vipassana meditation, the emphasis is on the mind that's observing.
Right or wrong?
Checking to see if that mind that's meditating is doing it right or wrong. He says if greed or aversion or delusion is present in that mind, he says no insight is going to arise. He says, for samatha meditation, not much intelligence is needed. All you need is to reapply yourself onto the mind, onto the object again and again. That's all. For samatha meditation, the mind needs to stay on one object only and stay in that one place only for as long as possible. For vipassana meditation, the mind is concerned with being able to know all objects. Why? Because you want wisdom. If we want wisdom, we need a lot of information. We need a lot of information so that the wisdom.
Manager, boss, ဟိုစဉ်းစားလို့ရမှန်ကန်ကန်ဆုံးဖြတ်လို့ရစဉ်းစားလို့ရ
He says it's like being a boss or a manager. It's only when he has all the details and all the information of what's happening on the ground. He said that then he when he has a clear idea of everything that's happening that he can make effective decisions.
ကိုတဘောပေါက်ဘူးလေဟာပြန်စဉ်းစားကြည့်ကိုကတော်တော်နားလည်လာတဲ့အခါမှာသူက decision ချတယ်ဒါ understanding ဝင်ဝင်လာ
He says if you think of any insight that you've ever had before he says or anything you've understood before in your life even on in mundane matters you'll notice that it's only when you've had enough information and you've got different perspectives on something that you find that you can make a reasonable or an effective decision or conclusion about things
ဒီကမပြည့်စုံဘူးဆိုသုံးပြချက်ချတာဟိုမန်ချင်မှမန
် He says if what we if the information we have is incomplete then we could make a decision but whether we get like make the right decision or not would be questionable.
အဲ့ဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်လိုချင်တဲ့အတွက် तू ကလာရမြအာယုံကိုဆက်ဆံအောင်ရှိတဲ့မြအာယုံတွေကို तू တိအောင်ကြိုးစားအောင
် That's why because we want the goal of Vipassana meditation is wisdom. His insight he says we have to allow the mind to gather as much information as possible.
ဟောတမထအာယုံဆုတ်တယ်။အားနဲ့ဆုတ်တယ်နော်။တမထအာယုံကြကြထိန်းထားဖို့ကြိုးစားဒီအာယုံမှာစိတ်ကြကြနေဖို့ကြိုးစား तू မှလည်း तू ကမြဲခြင်းတဲ့သဘောပါ
And sometimes meditation he says the mind grasps onto the object and it tries to stay with the object as long as possible he says so the desire is for permanence
အဲ့တမထအဲ့ idea ရှိလို့ तू က impermanent သဘောမှာပေါ့
He says and because of this idea behind the practice of samatha meditation is unconsciously there's a desire for this permanence therefore the insight into impermanence cannot arise in you practicing samatha
တမထအားဆိုင်တယ်နော်အာယုံဆိုင်တယ်ဝိပဿနာတော့ဟိုမဆွဲဖို့ကြိုးစားတာဘယ်အာယုံကိုမှမဆွဲဖို့ကြိုးစားလွတ်ချဖို့ကြိုးစား
So there's this energetic focusing onto the object for samatha meditation but for vipassana meditation he says the mind is learning not to become attached to any object so there's a learning how to let go not to become attached
အဲ့တော့သူအဘအမှမဆိုင်ရဘူ
း So there's no energy needed to do that
သူဉာဏ်နဲ့စောင့်ကြည့်နေတာဘာလဲဆိုတော့သူသိချင်တဲ့စိတ်ပဲရှိတယ်
You're just waiting and watching using intelligence to survey the scene and see what's going on.
Vipassana we are a myai ma lo.
For vipassana meditation so we don't need to use a lot of energy kind of effort.
Nyan a ma lo de. Tamatha we are a lo de. Vipassana nyan a lo de.
So we only need to use the energy of our wisdom. He calls it wisdom energy intelligence. In samatha we need more energetic kind of effort but for vipassana it's more wisdom kind of
ayon ku ku target လုပ်ပြီးဆွဲလိုက်ရင် तू อ่ะတခြားအာယုံတွေရှိတဲ့တခြားရှိတဲ့မြတ်အာယုံတွေ तू တိဖို့မကြိုးစားတော့ neglect လုပ်တော့မှာ
He says when the mind decides to target one object that it thinks it should pay attention to he says then it neglects all the other objects that it could possibly know it doesn't want to know them anymore
ခုနပြောလို့လက်မှာထိတာတခုပဲ target ထားပြီးရှုမယ်ဆိုရင်တခြားစင်စစ်ချင်းတွေအများကြီးရှိတယ်
He said, for example, just now when we had the example with that, with the hands touching, he says, when we try to be aware of the touching sensation of the hand, he says, actually, there are many sensations in the hand, but in that moment when we focus on the touching sensation, the mind doesn't try to know if there are any other sensations there. Because if we target knowing the touching sensation, all we'll find is the touching sensation.
တကယ်တော့အဲ့မှာ softness ရှိမယ် hardness ရှိမယ် warm cold ပါ but sensation တွေအများကြီးရှိတယ်သူတိဖို့မကြိုးစားတော့
all the sensations will be there but the mind will not try to recognize it
အဲကြောင့်သူဟိုသူအဲ target ထားပြီးလုပ်ရင်ဉာဏ်အနဲ့တယ်သူစုစိတ်အားတော့ကောင်းရင်ကောင်းမယ်ဉာဏ်အတော့နေမယ
် so when the mind targets something to be aware of he says maybe the focusing ability will be strong but the wisdom the agility of the mind becomes weak
အဲ့တော့ဝိပဿနာဘယ်လိုကြည့်လဲဆိုတော့ဘာကိုကြည့်ချင်တဲ့အာယုံတစ်ခုလည်းရွေးပြီးကြည့်မှာမဟုတ်ဘာရှိလဲဆိုတော့ကြည့
် So in Vipassana meditation the idea is not what should I pay attention to it should be what is there to see what can I notice
ဘာတမထာကိုရေးလုပ်တယ်ရေးလုပ်တဲ့ process ကသူကပြင့်အောင်လုပ်ရတယ်ပြင့်အောင်ဖန်တီးရတယ်သူကအားရအများကြီးဆက
် And in samatha meditation he says there is a desire to create a particular result you're working towards a particular result so you need to
တနာကရှိပြီးတာတဘာဝတရားကိုမြင်ဖို့ကြိုးစားတာဘာမှဖြစ်အောင်ဖန်တီးနေတာမဟုတ
် He says but for Vipassana meditation we want to understand things as they are the nature of things as they are and he says nature is already as it is it's already there he says you don't need to create anything you don't need to create the experience we just need to we're just learning to recognize that it is as it is already there
ဘောဥပမာပေးရရင်တမထကဘာလို့မငြိမ်ငြိမ်အောင်လုပ်အောင်
So, for example, in samatha meditation, if the mind is not calm, you have to calm the mind down. If it's distracted, you have to collect your mind. But in vipassana meditation, if you're not feeling calm, you don't have to calm the mind down. You just want to recognize that the mind is not calm.And you want to investigate the state of not calmness to understand what it is, why it is. So there is no energy needed to be put into it. He says more and more he will talk about putting less and less energy into
it.
Because he says people just use too much energy, too much effort to do
this.
He says, why do we use so much energy? He says, when we want something, we use a lot of energy. If we don't like something, we use a lot of energy. If we don't know what to do, we use a lot of energy.
အမှန်ကဦးဇင်းက effort ကိုအပြစ်တင်တာမဟုတ် effort မလိုဘူးလို့ပြောတာမဟုတ်အဲ effort မှာအနောက်မှာ wrong ဖြစ်နေတာများလို
့ He says, he's not blaming the quality of energy. He says there's nothing wrong with that quality in itself. It's not that we don't need to use effort. He says, but very often what's working behind it is wrong ideas, wrong attitudes.
Right effort အရေးကြီးတယ် wrong effort ဖြစ်နေတာများလို့
Yeah, he says right effort is very important, but very often it's wrong effort that's at work.
အဲ့ဒါလူတွေတတလုံးကအကျင့်ပါနေတယ်ဘာလို့လို့လိုချင်လို့အဖြစ
် It's our habit from a lifetime. He says whatever we do, if we want it, we just go for itenergetically. He said he did that too.
When
I was like,
okay. And now, tamatha ga suicide focus lo lo vipassana saung ji.
So for samatha meditation, there's a focusing onto the object. In vipassana meditation, there's just a waiting.But there has to be wisdom in that waiting stance. He says, either a sense of investigation or at least the knowledge or theory about why you're doing this.
five faculty.
And then another thing that's important is the five faculties. We all know the five faculties. You know the five faculties?Okay, so the five faculties, you do.
Probably, but I don't. Go ahead.
You know awareness, concentration, effort, faith, and wisdom. Have you heard of these?
Faith.
Oh, confidence.
Okay.
Have you heard of these? Talked together.
The quality.
Define them for us.
The quality, the state they will. I told out, they are told near.
Yes.
They are told out, they are told near. They are told near.
When we're meditating, it is these five qualities in the mind that we're using.
Mm.
We're using these five qualities together, and that we call meditation. So we need to understand the definitions of these five things so that we know whether we're using them in the right way. So he defines awareness this way. Awareness is the word sati in Pali. It just means, the definition is just not forgetting.
The right object ko mamira.
And what we're not forgetting is the right object.
The right object ka body ne sait ko no hai lo ba pyo.
And the right object is body and mind.
Khana ma phit de tabor tia ri ye sait de ma phit de tabor tia ri ko right object lo kho.
The nature of what's happening in the mind and the body are called the right object.
I right object ko mamira o tadi lo do.
And not forgetting these right objects is called
ရိုးရို လေးပူးစင်းပြောရင်တော့ကိုကိုကိုပြန်ကြည့်ဖို့မမေ့နဲ့လို့ပြော
So in a very simple sentence he calls it don't forget to watch yourself
အဲ့တော့ not forget အဲ့ not forget ဆိုတဲ့သဘောတရားသူအားဆိုင်စရာလိုလားအားအမြိုင်းတုံးစရာလိုလား
He says so when you think of this phrase don't forget or not forgetting he says does it feel like you need to use a lot of energy to not forget yourself Do you need to put in a lot of effort not to forget yourself
ဘာလို့ဆို awareness mindfulness ဆိုလူတွေပြောရင်သူတို့ဘာလုပ်လဲဆိုတော့အားဆိုင်တယ
် Because when people are told to be mindful or aware what they do is they use a lot of energy to focus on themselves rather than just
ရေးကြည့်တာစိတ်က present မှာရှိဖို့
Yeah what's important is only for the mind to be conscious in the present moment
အဲ့တော့ကိုယ်အကြောင်းကိုစဉ်းစားရင် awareness ရှိတယ
် So he suggests that if you think about yourself awareness is already present
ဟုတ်ဘာလုပ်နေလဲငါစိတ်ကဘာလို့ဖြစ်နေလဲ
What am I doing now What's happening in the mind right now
အော်တတိရှိနေပြီအဲ့အရာလေးနည်းနည်းထိန်းထားလိုက်ရင်သူ့အတူအာယုံတွေဝင်လာလိမ့်မယ်အာယုံတွေပေါ်လာတော့မြင်လာလိမ့်မယ
် Then the mind becomes conscious already What am I doing now The mind is conscious and if you just maintain that consciousness for a little while if you hold that for a while you'll notice you start noticing things that are happening
Many sensations obviously ရှိပြီးသား
There are many things that we're experiencing all the time
Like shadow
already there we don't even have to search for them you'll just feel them come on
အဲ့တော့တတိနော်တမာတိကိုဘလို့သိပဲဖွင့်လဲဆိုတော့ stable mind steady of mind peaceful relax ဖြစ်နေလဲဆိုတာတမာတိရှိနေ
So that's sati the second one is samadhi and often translated as concentration he says that samadhi is just stability or steadiness of mind if we're feeling peaceful or relaxed the mind has samadhi already
တော့အင်္ဂလိပ်လိုဘာသာပြန်လာ translate လုပ်တာ concentrate လုပ်တယ်လို့ပြောနော် concentrate လို့တိုင် concentration ရလား
He says although we use the word we use this word concentration in English he says think about it this way just because you concentrate on something do we always develop concentration some people in trying to concentrate on things instead of developing samadhi they get headaches and tension
အော်အယူဆမမှန်ဘူးသဘောထားမမှန်ပဲ concentrate လုပ်ရင်အဲ့ဒါမာတိမဖြစ်တဲ့ပြင်သူကမရှိတဲ့ယောဂံအောင်ရတာ
So if we have the wrong idea about what samadhi is and work towards getting that wrong kind of samadhi then he says instead of getting samadhi we might even end up getting some disease that we don't want
ဟိုယောဂီတော်တော်များများတွေ့ဘူးလို့
He sees a lot of yogis like that
ဆိုတော့ဟိုမရှိတဲ့ဟာကြီးသူ hallucination ကိုသူကသူကဖြစ်သွားတယ
် They develop these chronic hallucinations like they always have tension in the head or in the body
and blindness ရထုတ်လာတယ်သူက
And this is because they've been holding that for months at a time in retreat
ဟုတ်ဟာပြောတမာတိမှာဉာဏ်ပါလာမှတမာတိဖြစ
် He says samadhi too he says it's only if there's a wise understanding of it that samadhi
tamatha tamadhi တော့မှာလောဘဒေါသမောဟပိုင်တမာတိမရပါဘူ
း he says even for samatha meditation if there's greed or aversion or delusion towards the practice he says samadhi concentration doesn't develop even for samatha meditation you won't get jhanas either absorption if there's greed aversion or delusion
အဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့တမထတမာတိကအာယုံမောဆူးဆိုင်ပြီးတော့ရလာတယ်ဆူးဆိုင်အာသူကနည်းလေးတယ်ဟိုဘယ်လိုပြောမလဲကြက်တယ
် But in samatha meditation he says the kind of samadhi that's developed which is developed from focusing on one object that sort of concentration he says is a bit heavy and it's also a bit rigid that sort of concentration
အဲဆူးဆိုင်လာအများလာလို့ရှိရင်တခါလေစဉ်းစားဉာဏ်ပျောက်သွ
ား And if that sort of focusing kind of concentration becomes too much if it's over he says then even the ability to think gets blocked off.
အဲဇွန်ဘီဖြစ်သွားညံမပြောက်သွား
Some people become like zombies no wisdom.
အဲစိတ်ကိုပြန်ကြည့်ဒီစိတ် quality ကောင်းမကောင်း
He says if in those moments the yogi ever notices the state of their own mind he says the quality of that mind is not good.
quality မကောင်းဘူးဘာညံအားနည်းတယ်တတိအားနည်းတယ
် very weak awareness and wisdom in the mind if it's just focusing into something
ဝိပဿနာတမာတိကိုဦးစင်းအောင်လို့ပြရလဲဆို ဉာဏ်ရှိလို့ဘုဒ္ဓရှိလို့သဘောထားမှန်နေလို့စိတ်က reaction မလာဘူး liking disliking မဖြစ်ပဲနဲ့စိတ်ကအေးနေတာကိုအဲဥပဒနာဓမ္မလေးကိုပြော
For Vipassana kind of samadhi he said it comes like this when the mind has right understanding therefore it has the right attitude therefore it has no reaction because it doesn't have liking or disliking towards what's happening because it has this right attitude and right understanding so the mind is steady it's still because it understands all these things that's Vipassana samadhi
ဒီ samadhi မျိုးမှာ insight လာလို့ရ
It's only when we have that sort of samadhi that insight can arise from there
Now ဒီ samadhi မျိုးပေါ့လေပေါ့ပေါ့ပေါ့ပေါ့လေ Now အဝေးဖြစ်တယ
်
တတိလည်းပို့ပြီးတော့ဟိုများများသိနိုင်တယ
် And in that sort of state of samadhi he said it feels light the mind feels awake alert it feels agile it's able to know many things
relaxed ဖြစ်တယ
် And it feels relaxed even though it's steady
ဘာဖြစ်လဲ
Sorry not even though
အဲ့တော့တမာတိမှာအဓိကအရေးကြီးတာ right attitude ရယ် continuity ရယ်အမြဲမလို့တမာတိတကယ်လို့ right attitude နဲ့ continuity awareness မှာအဲ့စိတ်ကိုသူကတမာတိအားကောင်းလာစေတယ
် so he says what's really the ingredients for samadhi is right attitude and continuity of awareness if you put these two together right attitude with continuity samadhi
not force no no အမြဲမလို့
you don't need a lot of energy to focus you don't have to force your attention on it
no ဝိရိယကိုဘာဖွင့်လဲဆိုတော့စိတ်ရှိတာကိုဝိရိယအမြဲမလို့စိတ်ဝိရိယပဲလို့အဲ့မှာကိုစိတ်ဝိရိယကပါလဲဆိုအာ gently အမြဲမလို့
and the third thing is viriya the third faculty is viriya the faculty of energy or
effort ကတော့စိတ်အားပဲလို့တယ်ရုပ်အားမလို့
and viriya the kind of efforting that he's talking about is not a bodily kind of effort we don't have to put in a lot of energy bodily we don't have to engage our bodies energetically it's about a mental kind of energy
စိတ်ရှိဖို့ရယ်ဇွဲရှိဖို့ဥဒေပေါ့
so he talks about being patient and persevering
အားအမြဲစိုက်တာကိုပြောတာမဟုတ
် he's not talking about focusing a lot of energy
ဒီလောက်ကအကျိုးရှိမှန်းသိလို့ဉာဏ်ပါပါနဲ့သူကမလျှော့လန့်လို့
when we understand the benefit of doing this kind of practice and we then persevere we don't give up we keep trying again and again that's right effort
now we go confident dada yogi mu chi ya
the fourth faculty is sadda faith or confidence
so bari ho di jana tong ma yong mu acha mi mi myo ma yong mu wa khana tha le we lo di
He's not talking about faith or confidence in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and high flown things like that. He said, in the moment, what we need is faith, confidence in ourselves and the work that we're doing. Do you think this practice is beneficial for you?
Beneficial? 是的，所以 confident 啦。
If you feel that it has benefited you, you feel confident.
ပြောချင်တာကိုလုပ်တဲ့အလုပ်ဖက်ကိုစိတ်ဝင်စားပ
ါ So he's saying really be interested in the practice in your own practice
result ကိုလည်းမမျောပါနဲ့
Don't dream of like don't hope for the results that you think you should be getting
လောဘက result ကိုစဉ်းစားတယ
် Greed thinks of results
ဉာဏ်ကတော့ဘာလုပ်ရမလဲစဉ်းစားတယ
် But wisdom only thinks about what to dodo
လုတ်တဲ့အပိုင်းကိုအเจ้าဘက်ကိုပို့ပြီးတော့အเจ้าဘက်ကိုလေ့လာတယ်အเจ้าကိုစုံစမ်းတယ်အเจ้าကိုဖြည့်တယ်လောဘကအကျိုးကိုမျို
း So wisdom is interested in the work that needs to be done so it investigates what conditions need to be fulfilled it finds out what the conditions are it works toward fulfilling those conditions greed just hopes for the result to come even while it's working
no no ညာဘာညာလို့လဲဆိုတော့ဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်မဲ့ဉာဏ်ပုံဉာဏ်ကိုလည်းမဆိုင်ဘူးသူက insight away လို့ဒီလူလာကဒီအထုတ်တာမမကန်ကအထုတ်တက်ရမယ်အဲ့အထုတ်တက်တာလုတ်တက်တာကိုဉာဏ်လို့ဥစဉ်တော့
He says in the last faculty punya as wisdom he said he's not talking about the very deep wisdom he's not talking about vipassana insight he's not talking about maganyana phalanyana all the sort of enlightenment that sort of thing he's really talking about very practical wisdom do we understand how to practice
အားထုတ်တတ်တဲ့ဉာဏ်ရှိမှဥပမာသဘောပေါက်တဲ့ဉာဏ်လား
He says only when we have the wisdom that knows and understands how to practice skillfully the right results from right practice will come deeper insights
အဲ့တော့အားထုတ်မှုကျွမ်းကျင်တာကိုဥစဉ်ကဉာဏ်လို့သုံးတယ
် So he says he calls understanding how to practice correctly wisdom
wisdom တမျိုးပဲနော
် This is one kind of wisdom
အဲ့တော့အဲ့တော့အထုတ်တာကျွမ်းကျင်တယ်ဆိုတော့ကျွမ်းကျင်မှုလိုတယ်ဆိုတော့အထုတ်တာရုပ်နဲ့စိတ်ကဘယ်ဟာအထုတ
် He says so since we need to be skillful at the practice we first need to understand does the body practice meditation or the mind practice meditation
အဲ့တော့ mind ကို mind ဒီစိတ်အလုပ်လုပ်တာကိုမှမသိဘူးဆိုရင် skillful ဖြစ်မှာ
And if we don't understand how the mind does its practice of meditation can we learn to become skillful at the practice?
စိတ်ကအားရဘယ်လောက်ဆိုင်နေသူကသူမသိယောဂီကကိုယ့်ကိုယ်ကိုမသိကိုအားရစိတ်ကအားရဘယ်လောက်ဆိုင်နေလဲစိတ်ကဘာတွေစဉ်းစားနေလဲဘာတွေတွေးနေလဲဘယ်လို attitude ရှိလဲဘယ်လိုနှလုံးသွင်းရှိလဲဆိုတော့သူကသူမှမမြင်ဘူးဆိုရင်သူ skillful ဖြစ်ဖို့မရှိဘူ
း He says if the yogi cannot recognize for him or herself how much energy the yogi is using in the practice of meditation how much mental energy is being used and whether that's helpful or not if the yogi doesn't understand what the mind is thinkingas it's practicing if the yogi doesn't understand what attitude is manifesting at times of practice and how that affects the practice or you know what beliefs the yogi has that are impinging on the practice he says how can the yogi become skillful at understanding their own practice
ဟိုဥစဉ်ပြောချင်တာအာထုတ်တဲ့နေရာစိတ်ကိုတိဖို့ရည်ကြီးတယ်ဆိုတာပြောချင်တာဟိုဝိပဿနာဉာ
ဏ
်ဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်တက်လာဖို့
တ
ိဖို့ဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်တကယ်ဖြစ်လာပြီးတော့တိုးတက်လာဖို့ပါစိတ်ကိုမတိပဲနဲ့မရ
So he wants to saythat if we really want to understand the mind can be all about
to be we better not to တက်ချင်လဲဆိုရင
်တိုးတက်ချင်လဲဆိုရင
်စိတ်ကိုမသိပဲနဲ့မရဘူ
း he said so if we want to progress in the practice of vipassana meditation he said it cannot happen if we don't truly understand the mind
အာယုံပတ်တယ်မဟုတ်တော့ဘူးစိတ်ဖက်လဲအရေးကြီးတယ်ဆိုတော့ဦးဇင်းကပြောချင်တယ်လူတွေကစိတ်ကိုသိဒီမှာဆိုင်အာယုံမဲနေတာများလို့
So he wants to point out how the objects that we pay attention to are really not so important. We neglect our minds because we're so absorbed in the objects that we observe and we neglect to see how the mind is working when it's meditating.
ကိုယ်စိတ်ကိုတွေ့ပြီးကိုယ်စိတ်ကို balance ဖြစ်အောင်ထိနိုင်မှဒါတကယ်ဟိုကြွန့်ကျင်နေခေါ်မှာပေါ့
It's only when we're able to see the mind at work ourselves.and understand how it's working in different situations that we can learn to find the balance that the mind needs to become skillful at the practice.
Okay, now ပြီးတော့ပါအရေးကြီးတဲ့နောက်3ခုနောက်3ခုရှိသေးတယ
်. And then there's three last points that are very important.
Continuity awareness is key.
Continuity awareness is very important.
ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့ဥစဉ်တော့ effort ကိုအားအများကြီးမတုံးဘူး။အားအများကြီးမတုံးတော့တော့မနလုံနိုင်တော့လုံမယ်မနာနဲ့လုံပြီးတော့တဘာဝအရှိန်ကိုလိုချင်တာ
is very important because he doesn't require the yogis to use much energy to focus and achieve something in a short period of time but what he wants is for a natural momentum to develop from continuity and if the yogi is aware as continuously and consistently as possible a momentum develops that has its own power to be aware
awareness တော့ natural ဖြစ်နေရတဘာဝဖြစ်သွားတဲ့အထိနေအားထုတ်ရမယ
် The awareness must become natural. We have to practice to the point that it becomes a habit or second nature for us to be aware.
အဲကြောင့်ဒီဝိပဿနာကခဏတစ်ဖြုတ်လုပ်တာမဟုတ်အမြဲတမ်းလုပ်နေရ
He says that's why vipassana is not a short term practice. It's something that we have to do for always.
ဒီအလုပ်ကိုအမြဲတမ်းရင်းနှီးနေမှတော့ပို့ပို့ကြွကျင်လာ
Yes, it's only when we are close to a subject of education that we become skillful or expert at it and it's the same with meditation.
အဲ့တော့မာတွန်ပြည့်တယ်လို့ပြည့်မှာမိသားတရားပြည့်တယ်လို့မပြည့်ဘူ
း So the kind of energy we need to use is like when we run a marathon he said you conserve energy he says you're not going to do a 100 meter dash.
No, ya don't ya.
But unlike a marathon you cannot stop.
အဲ့ဦးဒီကြောင်းပါလို့ဘာပြောလဲဆိုယောဂီတို့ဒီမှာအေးအေးဆေးဆေးအားထုတ်ခိုင်းမယ်စိတ်နဲ့အားထုတ်ခိုင်းမယ်တခုပဲတောင်းပါလို့နားတော့မနားဘူး
He says, so he tells the yogis, he says, you can really relax here at the center. You can practice in comfort. You can chill out, he says, but you can't stop. Because when he says, you know, you must practice all day from the moment you wake up till you go to sleep, people get a bit alarmed. But he tells them, but I'm not going to tire you out. I'm not going to ask you to use any, not so much energy at all. He often asks yogis, he says, why do you come to practice meditation? What is your motivation for coming to practice?
Many motivations.
He says, some come to practice because their parents told them to come and practice.
Yeah,
some people come because they really want to understand something. Some people come because there's something that they want from practicing meditation. And if he doesn't correct these attitudes, like if he doesn't tell them what the right purpose is, he says, then they just practice with this wrong idea all the way. He says, one yogi came and when he asked him why have you come to meditate and all that, in conversation it came out like this. In Burmese, the word for meditate is ato. Ato means put out energy. So you have to use a lot of energy. That's the sense they get, even in the Burmese language. And he'd been in other retreats before where, you know, they have to use a lot of energy. So before he came for the retreat at the center, he had gone for an IV, an intravenous, to get more energy, to have enough energy. Because in his last retreat, the last experience he had in the retreat, he was exhausted after the retreat. So he came prepared.
Very slow method.
Yeah, it was a super slow meditation. So what he's saying is attitude is very important. Since we're going to do this long term, he says we need to conserve a lot of energy. We don't want to waste any energy. If we have to do it continuously, if we put out too much energy, we can't do it continuously. So. He says if we put out too much energy, that's why when people really do it continuously all day, they find themselves out of energy in the evening.
Even in the Dhammula.
Then they start nodding off.
Sitting, walking.
One yogi asked him, she said, you know, why do we do the sitting, walking? She said, she thought there was something, some secret formula behind it. Like, if you do this, like, that's the secret to success.
Sitting 1 hour, walking 1 hour.
And he asked the yogis sometimes, why do you sit meditation? Why do you walk meditation? And they don't have any idea why they do it.
Because of gong. Very funny.
He really wants to point out to them that practice is all the time, not just when you sit, not just when you walk. Because the posture is not meditating. You might sit, but be very tired and sleepy and lost in thought. You're not meditating anyway. So it's very important for the mind to be awake, aware, alert, interested. So the yogi needs to check for themselves what works for them, which posture is most suitable for them, and work through those postures. But the important point really is to always be mindful or aware, no matter what posture they change into.
ရှိတယ်။ तू ကနတ်စမဆိုတော့အမြင်နဲ့ရက်နေရ။အဲ့တူထိုင်ခိုင်းရရန်လာတယ်။အဲ့တော့ तू ထိုင်ခိုင်းအာထုတ်မဲ့ဆိုတာ तू မတ်တရအာထုတ်ခိုင်းနေ line shop ကအာထုတ်ခိုင်းနေ तू အဆင်ပြေ။
He had a yogi, she was a nurse, she did a lot of standing in her work, so she found it excruciating to sit. And when he heard, he told her to just stand and walk, and then it was fine to practice that.
အဲ့တော့ continuity ကရှိမှ तू တော့ဆောင်လို့ရမှာဆိုတော့ဆက်ဆက်မှလည်းသူကဝင်းဆက်ကိုမိမှလည်း process ကိုမိမှလည်းသူကစလေဆုံးမြင်နေဆိုမှသူကညံပုံ
And he says and continuity also offers this benefit, this opportunity to be able to be like there when a process unfolds and then you know when we're able to see the whole thing from beginning to end understanding arises
ခဲ့အောင်ဒီမှာတနေုံဒီနေ့နေခိုင်းတာ
That's why he says to be mindful.
အာဒီမှာ all day ပေါ့နော်တကယ်တမ်းကျတော့တကယ်နားလေလဲလူကျတော့နေတိုင်းလုပ်ပြီသူက
He says and he says all day but really he says if somebody really understands the practice for themselves they start doing it every day determining every day to be
နားလေလီလုပ်လေပဲ
He says the more you understand from the practice he says the more you practice
you want နောက်တစ်ခုကအာလာ continuity awareness နောက် balance ဝေးအာမ်ဆိုင်ပဲနဲ့ဘလို့စောင့်ကြည့်ကြည့်လို့ရတယ်နီးဘလို့ပြောမလဲအဲ focus မလုပ်ပဲနဲ့တိလို့ရတယ
် The second important point is being relaxed but still aware He wants to say that even if we don't focus we can still be aware conscious of things
Now example နေနဲ့ဒီကုလုံးကြည့်နှာခေါင်းလည်းမထားနဲ့ဘိုက်လည်းမထားနဲ့
We'll just give you an example Don't be aware of your breath or your abdomen He says just be conscious of
ဟဲ့တိလို့ရ
What can you notice as you're just sitting
တာဂက်တခုခုမထားဘဲနဲ့ကြည့်မယ်ဆိုရင်အများကြီးဝင်လာလိမ့
် You're not targeting anything but you're conscious of yourself Don't many sense impressions present themselves to you
Obvious sensations အများကြီးတယ
် Many obvious sensations
Beginner တွေဦးတင်ရတယ်ဆက်လာ
He starts beginners like this
လက်ထိလာတိလာကျန်နေထိတာတိလာ
Touching the floor
ထိုင်နေပုံစံတိလာ
Posture
Sound တိလာ
Sound
Temperature တော့အဆင်
တော့ Does it require much energy to notice these things?
ပြမမလား
No Then would you be tired if you did that all day? Did it this way?
Did it never knew
No
အဲ့တော့ဒီရောမမေ့ဖို့အရေးကြီးတယ်ဒီ awareness ရှိနေပြီသူ့ဟို cultivate လောက်
But what we really need to do is not forget to be like that. We need to cultivate this. Keep it going all day.
Yeah, cultivate လုပ်ရင် awareness is moment to moment ဖြစ်လာလို့သူကအချိန်တက်လာ
Yeah, and if we cultivate this, we grow this moment to moment, not forgetting ourselves moment to moment. It just gains momentum day after day.
Yogi မှာပြဿနာတက်တာဘာလဲဆိုတော့ယောဂီတွေကလောဘအားကြီးတယ
် He says, you know, the problem with yogis is they're very greedy.You want results fast.
ချင်းတူတူနဲ့အများများစိုက်ပြီးလိုချင်တယ်တခု
They want in a short time to focus as much energy as possible and get something quickly out of there.
စိတ်ရှည်ရှည်နဲ့လုပ်ပါအမြင်နဲ့လုပ်ဖို့ကြတော့မလုပ်ချင်ဘူ
း But to be patient and work consistently over a long period of time they don't want to do that.
တော် impatient အများ
Very impatient.
ရအောင်စောင့်ကြည့်တယ်နော်စောင့်ကြည့်တယ်ခုန
က This is waiting and watching you must be conscious
အဲ့တော့အာဟုဒီအာယုံကိုအသေးစိတ်မြင်ဖို့ကြိုးစားမှာထက်ဒီကြည့်နိုင်တဲ့အာမြင်နိုင်တဲ့အာတက်လောင်ကြိုးစား
So instead of trying to observe the object and trying to see it more and more clearly he said we should just be conscious of trying to grow that sense of being present and awarecontinuously and with continuity that consciousness will become stronger it'll become like the power on your glasses it'll get stronger and stronger
ငင်းနိုင်လာမြင်မယ်မမြင်နိုင်ဘဲနဲ့အားဘလောက်ဆိုင်ဆိုင်မမြင်နိုင်ဘူ
း and then when that consciousness becomes strong enough it becomes able to see objects more and more clearly on its own he says when that consciousness is not strong enough you can focus as much as you like at the object you won't won't see the object any more clearly than that consciousness.
Yeah, man, so be cheap. You be cheap,
you know. Cuz without his glasses, no matter how much he stares, he can't see any good.
That line for wow, that's what the port.
He puts it on, everything is clear.
Yeah. Kuna to kuji on. Oh, u dia tadi kau ni lu dia bilang mindfulness very strong lu dia bilang ja dah, no. အမှဥဒိယဘလို့အဓိပ္ပာယ်ဖွင့်တယ်ဆိုတတိဉာဏ်တတိကောင်းတယ်ဆိုတာလေတတိအားကောင်းတယ်ဆိုတာတတိရှိတဲ့စိတ်အားမဆိုင်တာလည်းပါနော်အားမဆိုင်ပဲနဲ့တတိရှိနေတာရဲ့ continuity ကြောင့် momentum ရပြီးဖြစ်နေတဲ့အားမျိုးမှာတတိကောင်းတယ်နောက်တစ်ခုကဉာဏ်ပါနေရတယ
် He says we often talk about strong mindfulness and he says what he sees as strong mindfulness is like this. He says when we don't have to make an effort to see to be mindful and the mindfulness is present becauseof this momentum it has because of continuity, it's just present naturally. He said that mindfulness is strong. You don't have to do anything for it. It's there. And the other thing he says, for mindfulness to be really strong, wisdom has to be part of that mindfulness. Then it's strong mindfulness.
Lobha dora pa ni di blau a sai sai, wariya a blau sai sai, di awareness a ma go.
He says if any greed or aversion is present in the mind,He says, no matter how much we try to focus and see or understand things, he says that mindfulness cannot be strong enough to understand it.
For example, sleepiness will shoot. To mache mana ne piao am shoot. Aplao sai sai, khana be dou pian ja, khana be pian mu ja.
He says, he gives an example of sleepiness. When we try to observe sleepiness, if our motivation is because we don't think we should be sleepy, we don't want sleepiness to be there, he says, no matter how carefully and...You try to observe it, he says, we just, you know, keep...
A little bit...
just
He
says, because it's really aversion that's resisting and trying to practice to get rid of it.
But like, how much energy you use, no strong.
It doesn't
matter. And the attitude being like, you know, pit out, let come like, the bottom of my mind, the power of it, you never say, the attitude being me, logic,တတိလင်းတနေ့တုံးလေး၄၅၆လောက်တိလိုက်တာနဲ့သူကလင်းလာအောင
် He says but if you can really adjust your attitude and just accept well this is sleepiness nature it has nothing to do with me let it be there let's just see how it is and he says you can if it's really right attitude you could be aware 1 2 3 4 5 6 moments and he says everything will clear up
အားရှိတယ်ဆိုတာခုနပြောအားထုတ်တဲ့စိတ်မှာလောဘဒေါသပိုင်အားကိုမရှိ
So if you want to say strong in it of anything, he says, if there's greed or aversion in the mind, nothing is strong.
So, maybe now some jira tapi baru now ini dia now don't you have right view?
Relaxed awareness. And the last thing is right view.
Ayo, kau show ni le ayam ni kau belu cium, belu nyi, belu point of view ni cium.
So we're becoming aware of all these experiences. He says, from what point of view are we going to?
အာယုံကမှာ body sensation ဆိုရင်ခန္ဓာမှာဖြစ်တဲ့သဘောတရားရှိတယ် feeling ရှိတယ်စိတ်ရှိတယ
် the objects that we the experiences that we become aware of are usually our body sensations or our feelings or our mental activities
ပါဠိလိုပြောရင်ရူပစိတ်တရူပဝေဒနာစိတ်တနော်ဒါတော့သိတယ်နော
်ရူပဝေဒနာစိတ်တ
အဲ့တော့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်မှာပူတာအေးတာမာလာပြောတာတွေကလူတိုင်းမှာရှိကိုကြောက်တဲ့ရှိတာမဟုတ်ဘူ
း and the sensations we have in our bodyTemperature, softness, hardness, and all that. He says we're not the only ones who have these qualities. Everybody has them.
Feeling, yeah, no, pleasant, dukkha, dukkha, chan, ubekha, ba, ba, with an
appetite. Feelings of pleasant, unpleasant, happy, sad. He says everybody has them.
Now, say, gonna say, wholesome, unwholesome, passivity.
And the mind, whether we have wholesome or unwholesome mind states, and so on. He says everybody can have them too.
I know. All of us sign in to do. We think nature or you like.
So.Since everybody is privy to all these things, he says, then he believes, he says, then he thinks he, it should just be, it's just nature. That's how he sees it.
Ma, pura ye, leka pura so ye. Pura le pura lo pyo, no? Pura pyo toa, le pyo toa.
He says, if we think, you know, it's hot, my body is hot. He says, then if the, when it's not hot anymore, does the body disappear too?
The body and the group, but the power of the other group.
So heat is just a quality of nature. A quality of nature.
personal အနေနဲ့စဉ်းစား
So think of it as being something impersonal
လူတွေကကိုယ့်ကိုယ်ကိုဘယ်လိုမြင်လဲဆို identify လုပ်ပြီးမြင
် He says how we usually view ourselves is we identify with me
ကိုယ်ဒီမှာရှိတယ်မှန်တယ်ငါနဲ့ပဲစဉ်းစား
Everything that's concerned with me is mine
အရင်ပြင်းထန
် He says and that view is very strong
နော်ဝိပဿနာဆိုတာဝိပဿနာဆိုတာ opposite view နော်သူက ordinary view မဟုတ
် but vipassana is an extraordinary view it's not an ordinary view
and ordinary view ကသူ identify နဲ့ကြည့်တာသူက opposite side နဲ့ကြည့်တယ် but nature နဲ့နေရှုရ
so the ordinary view is to identify it with me so now we're going to see it from another point of view so we're going to see all this as nature
သူဒေါသနဲ့ကိုယ်ဒေါသဘယ်ဒေါသကဒေါသကဒေါသပဲ
He says whether you're angry or I'm angry he says anger is still just anger.
ဒေါသထွက်ဘူးလား
Have we been angry before?
အဲ့ဒေါသထွက်တဲ့အချိန်ဒေါသငါဒေါသထွက်နေတယ်လို့စဉ်းစားတဲ့အချိန်မှာ
And if we think I'm angry?
အဲ့ဒီမှာဒေါသကကြီးလာတာရော့သွား
Do we get more angry or less angry?
အဲ့တော့ပြောနိုင်တယ်နော
် He says we all know this yeah. You know the truth of this.
Why?
But why do we get more angry if we think I'm angry?
ဘာကြောင့်လဲ I identify angry your nature ကို I net တော့တွေ့လိုက်လို့
He says because of identification this is nature but we identify it as me and then it grows
any definement be definement ပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ် identify လုပ်ပြီးဆိုရင် definement တော့တွန်းပေးလိုက်ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့တက္ကရာဒိဋ္ဌိ wrong view ကတွန်းပေးတယ
် He says so any defilement if it gets together with wrong view he says wrong view gives it a push and then it helps it to grow
depression တမားတွေလည်းသူတို့စိတ်ကိုသူတို့တိတယ်
He says people who are depressed really know their minds. They're very in touch with their minds.
But Dora ba byo lo I am depressed.
But they think I'm depressed.
Chain lo dai ba sinza lo phi phi tu a depression ni deep la.
And if they think this all the time, depression gets worse and worse.
အဲ့တော့ခုနပြောသလိုဝိပဿနာလေ့လာမယ်အလုပ်လုပ်ရမယ်ဆိုတော့သူကဘေးထွက်ဝင်ပုလို့မရဘူ
း. Deep life. But if vipassana is a learning process, he says and to be able to learn about something, he says we have to be able to step out of it. We mustn't be involved in the process.
အဲ့တော့ understanding right view ရှိမှသူကဘေးထွက်မှာ.
And only if we have this understanding of right view, we can step away from the experience and
wrong view ဆိုရင်သူကအကပ်မယ်ခံစားမယ်သူက.
He says if there's wrong view, we'll get involved, we'll start to buy into it and we'll suffer.
အဲ့တော့ right view ရှိရမယ် right view ကိုညံလို့တုံးတယ်ဥပမာမိစ္ဆာတာမဒိဋ္ဌိလို့တုံးတယ်တာမဒိဋ္ဌိတာမသင်္ကပ္ပအရင်ရှိရမယ
် so right view he says is a form of wisdom we apply it he says this right view and we use right thought together
ကပြီးမှသူက awareness လာမှာသူက right awareness ဖြစ်မှာ
and he says and after that only after the right view and right thought have been injected we bring in awareness he says then it becomes right awareness.
Right view မရှိဘဲနဲ့ဉာဏ်မပါဘဲနဲ့ခုနပြောဝိပဿနာအားထုတ်ရင်သူအနတ္တမလာဘူ
း He says so if we don't have this right view and we just practice we're practicing in the name of vipassana he says we won't understand anatta
သူကြည့်တဲ့ဟိုအတ္တအကျဉ်းနဲ့ကြည့
် He says because as we watch all these things we're watching from the eye perspective
အဲ့တော့ definition ကိုစိတ်တုပ္ပဒနာလို့တော့မှဆိုရင်အဲ့ရမပြောဘဲနဲ့တွတ်လောက်ခန်းကြည့်ပို့ဆိုးလာတယ
် He says and especially when it comes to working with the defilements you know people say work with chitta vipassana watching the mind things that are happening in the mind if you don't remind people that this is not them he says things can you know they can feel very bad it can the defilements can escalate
this information ma pay thao so yin poa la le
yeah if they don't have this information that helps them to disengage from what's happening he says they just start to like proliferate the defilements
focus a lot better tamari ya le shi le so oh ko long chi la
and then yogis also tend to focus on what's happening they also have concentration which magnifies things they have wrong view
defilement ka da
la pa pa
a jaung tia thu ne dola ji la a jaung
he said that's why when people you know sometimes we say oh he's meditating but he's getting more and more angry
tamadi ya le as to a man blue no
he says samadhi is like a magnifying glass that's what it does
အဲ့တော့ဒါကြောင့်တမာတိလို့တော့
That's why it has to be samasamadhi right
Samadhi တခုတည်းကကောင်းတိတ်ကောင်းတာမဟုတ
် Samadhi alone on its own sometimes can be not
wrong left ဖြစ်နိုင်တယ် right left ဖြစ်နိုင်
တယ် Because it can be wrong samadhi
အဲ့တော့ဉာဏ်ရှိမှတမာတိက right ဖြစ်လာ
Only with wisdom it will be right samadhi
Okay So ဒါ infection ဒါပဲ
Don't think
ော့ထိုင်တဲ့အချိန်မှာစိတ်ဓာတ်ရှုရတယ
် Okay so if you choose to do a sitting meditation sitting posture meditation he says you can observe anything you like
any object this object and the I have near the verbal gone
he says which object is better this
ကိုကောင်းနေဆိုဆွဲမှာတော့
He says because if we think anything is better we'll become attached to that object.
ကျုပ်နှာခေါင်းကောင်းတဲ့လူကနာစီးတဲ့အခါကျရင်လုပ်လို့မရတော့
Some say the breath is easier for me and then when they get a cold then they don't know how to meditate.
တခုတည်းမဲလုပ်တဲ့လူကဒါမရှိရင်ဘာမှလုပ်လို့မတတ်တော့
ဘူး He says when someone always uses some particular thing to do his practice when he doesn't have access to it he doesn't know what to do anymore.
โอเคตี่ยวๆไม่ดู personality อ่ะไม่ดูติชุดาไม่ติดรู้ไม่เอาตัวดาติดรู้ไม่เอาเออดาวอะตีนไล่จี้คันให้ดูสวดผิดละพอ
Yeah and he says personalities of people are so different you know and if we insist that they pay attention to any if he says they must pay attention to some one thing and that doesn't suit them when they get stressed out
ဘာမှဘီမှာနီးတယ်အများကြီးရှိတယ်ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့အာယုံကြောင်းလို့အာယုံမတူးလို့နီးအများကြီးဖြစ်သွားတာကြည်နာတစ်ခုပဲရှိတယ်
He says you know in Burma there's many kinds of meditation many meditation teachers masters he says you know how all the different meditation techniques differ he said they only differ in the object that you pay attention to but you know the knowing is always the same
make it ship တစ်ခုပဲရှိတယ
် He says the noble eightfold path can be condensed into one word
object ใจได้ object นะครับ
you can start with any object
ဘာမှမသာရှိတယ်ဒါရှိတယ်ရင်းချမ်းရှိတယ်ငယ်လေးရှိတယ်
These are all the objects possible in Burma. stomach, nostrils,
and heart. What do you say? Nature? Oh, what is it?
Basically, I'm going to say that 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 I'm
going to say that I'm going to say that I'm going to say that I'm going to say that.ဟုတ်လား nature ဆိုတာခုနပြောပြီနော်ခန္ဓာမှာဖြစ်တမျှစိတ်တမှာဖြစ်တမျှအောင်တဘာဝလို့ယူထားပြီးအဲ့ knowledge ရှိထားတဲ့လူတွေဘယ်ဟာအနောက်ဆက်လုပ်လို့ရအောင်ဖြစ်အောင်မလဲ
If even intellectually okay just intellectually we have this information that everything we experience is just nature he says then what is the disturbance anymore
တရားအားထုတ်တဲ့ဝိပဿနာတမားတွေအနောက်ဆက်ရှိသလ
ား Is it possible for anything to be a disturbance when practicing vipassana meditation
right information ရှိထားပြီးဒီ
အနောက်ချက်ရှိ right information he says nothing is a disturbance
anymore တရား6ခုလုံးကဓမ္မကြီးပဲ
because every sense door is a dhamma
dhamma is a nature
dhamma is nature
အနောက်ချက်ဆိုတာမရှိဘူ
း so there's no disturbance sorry
အနောက်ချက်ဆိုတာမရှိဘူးအတန်လည်းအနောက်ချက်မဟုတ်အတွေးလည်းအနောက်ချက်မဟုတ
် so nothing is a disturbance noise is not disturbing one thinking mind is not disturbing
လူတွေပြဿနာဖြစ်တာအတန်နဲ့အတွေးနဲ့ပြဿနာတော်တော်ဖြစ်တယ်မကြည့
် Jesus people have the most problem with noise and the thinking mind finding the problem
now pain
and pain
pain ဘယ်လိုလုပ
် what do we do with pain
why are we watch the pain
why do we watch pain
why do no okay ဘယ်လို pain ကိုရှုတာ
why do we watch pain
ကြည့်ခိုင်းလို့ကြည့်
because we've been told to watch pain.
oh, I think the one reason why I think I should watch pain is because it's a chance to learn about pain in a good situation because someday I may be in a situation
yes.
where I have pain and it's not such a good
Yes.
အချိန်ဒီကောင်းတဲ့အချိန်မှာနာတော့ရှုရင်ကိုတကယ်နေမကောင်းတဲ့အခါမှာနာတော့ရှုတတ်တယ်ပေါ့
Yes.
Okay.
ဒီရှိရမယ်တကူလို့ရှိရမယ်
That's right.
Yes.
There must be some reason why we're doing something. Yeah.
Also, I think whatever posture you choose to meditate in,
must be coming.
Pain comes.
Yes.
It's like, so if it's there,
why
not look at it?
That's the area for
using a yam. Shimaro, Chibor.
Ah, Evo.
Yeah.
Using a yam being, I don't know, I'm in a lying down meditation. I remember, look.
Yes. He says he's very lazy, so he did a lot of lying down meditation. But he says it didn't take him away from pain.
More pain.
He says more painful because there's so many touching.
Touching area.
So we need to have somewhat of a changing of the guard here. There's some people here that need to leave and staff is waiting outside
okay.
to come in. So staff has said so long as there's room, they're happy to have other people here. But if we could do, I don't know if there's a little bit more instruction you want to say, but we need to change.
A pilome.
Well, he's finishing.
Wait,
he's
wait, wait, wait. I say,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right. Pain. Nature the cool. Do they the missing nana concept? Need I want? I only two dime. The power got liking, disliking. I mean, I don't
mean it. One of the things that's nature to us is that he says, as we live our lives every day, we come in contact with the six sense impressions all the time. And the mind's automatic reaction every day of our lives has been to like or dislike the things we
contact. This is a habit, no? Not a natural habit.
So this is the habit of the mind. It's natural to the mind. So the moment we look at pain, what comes?
Not liking. It's automatic.
This is automatic. Nobody can stop this. He says, but if you want to understand pain, he says, and there's aversion in the mind, is it possible to understand pain while there's aversion in the mind?
He says it's
like being angry with someone and you keep looking at that person you're angry with, what happens? More angry.
It's the same equation, same principle.
So that's why he doesn't go straight to the pain and start looking at the pain. So he checks first. What is he thinking about this pain? How is he feeling towards this pain? What is the feeling, tension, and so on? And does he have right attitude or right view about the pain yet? He says, so should he think of it as nature, pain is nature, or my pain? I'm in pain. He says, if he thinks I'm in pain, then it starts hitting me.
Wrong view and cheap is what I need to have.
This is the moment wrong view comes in, then it's difficult to He said that's why there's this constant remembering to put in right view because wrong view is always there.
Automatic.
The moment right view is not there, wrong view is always there. So that's why we have to call in right view first and then bring in awareness. So what you really want to understand in this process is there's pain, the mind is reacting. He says what you really want to understand is why is the mind reacting. So you look at the mind. He says only when the mind is not reacting anymore, even though it has pain, that you will really be able to see the nature of the pain as it is. Yes, when you have aversion and you watch something, he says that thing is the object of aversion. He says, often, pain is something that we don't like. Sometimes, some people like pain. He says, so you see, the pain is not the problem. It's the liking and disliking that's really playing the game. Why do we like something or not like something? He says, there's something that's working in the mind. The mind is saying things or has ideas that causes it to like or dislike
things.
So when there's aversion in the mind and you look at what you don't like, he says it feels solid, difficult. But if the mind has softened, it's relaxed, either because it understands something or you know because it's able to soften, he says then you look back at the same pain, it seems different. So the state of mind we have makes us perceive or see the objects we observe in a different way. So only it's only when there's right view in the mind, there's wisdom and so on present in the mind that what we see will be seen as it is. We will see the nature of what is there. He says, people love, they think they have to see arising and passing away. And he says, you can have greed and see things arising and passing away. And what happens?
Yeah,
we can see things disappear too. But then what it wants to do is see more and more.
He says when there's greed
to see something in particular, when you see it, what happens is you feel happy. Joy arises. But
understanding
doesn't really.
Because
in the seeing, there's greed to see,
Okay, so pain down the gate teaching, think my daughter, Loba, my peer, take down our Loba, dressing my shoes on my pay leader.
So if you really want to understand pain, he says, you have to wait on your mind, work with your mind till there's no greed or aversion in the mind, and then you can investigate the nature of pain.
Any object.
Or any other object.
An object that mind, you don't know who to
So between the object and the mind, he says you have to sort of travel back and forth between them, see the interaction.
Okay.
Okay, that's all. You don't so
now. When are you going to be here?
Sick,
I don't want to like your kid, no.
No, no, no.